I caught up with the president of Wisconsin Soybean Association today.
And just so people understand, you decided, okay, we're gonna sell at a lower price. How much did the average farmer lose per?
We go by per acre. You know, every farm is different. I did see a statistic out there by the American Soybean Association nationwide saying that it was an $89 an acre of loss this year on soybeans.
How many acres do you have?
We've got 1,200 acres of soybeans. 1,200 acres by basically $90, it adds up.
Will this aid package make you whole again?
It will help us, and it will help recover some of those losses. But to say it's going to make a farmer whole, I can't say that right now. You know, as farmers, we're having some financial difficulties because of the trade issues that we have had this fall. And so going, yes, you know, it's not something we want. We don't want to have to be in the position where we are accepting aid packages, but reality, this is where we're at. And until we get our markets built back up, we will take this assistance right now.
Will this make our Wisconsin soybean farmers whole again?
No, this will not until we get our trade back up, because our prices are still low. We've got these deals with China, but so far we've only moved like 3 million metric ton, I want to say, of the 12 million that we were told we were going to move this year. So we still have a long ways to go. So like I said, until we get either trade stuff up or we find more domestic uses, that is what's going to make the farmers whole. And that's what we want as farmers.
This year, Trump met with President Xi of China in South Korea, and he made a promise that they would buy 12 million metric tons of soybeans by the end of this year?
Yes. And so far, 3 million metric ton that have been shipped off to them. We still have a ways to go on that. And we were told that 25 million metric ton for the next 3 years, which is great. We would like to see more, and we would also like to see that deal extended out past the 3 years, you know, so that way we have more of that long-term stability and have some enforcement that they stick to the deal. It's just been a promise to buy it.
12 million metric tons by the end of this year of soybeans. We're down three. We need 8 more. Can we get that by the end of the year to China?
I don't see that happening. In a recent interview with Scott Bessent, he said that the fiscal year for that is the end of February. That was first time I've heard that. I always thought it would be the year 2025, but that gives them 2 more months to get that over there. It's still a lot of soybeans to move in 2.5 months.
How much, because you said that it's not going to make a farmer whole, the aid package, how much more is it going to help them break even this year?
Every farm is different with their debt load and everything. Some farms, it will put them over that threshold and, you know, let them make a profit. Some, it'll put them at that break even. It's hard to say. Right now, we were told, okay, $12 billion package, $11 billion of it is going to row crops, which is basically your corn and soybeans are your main two. But how are they getting it out there? You know, we haven't gotten all those details yet, and we're still waiting for that.
Okay. And then the last time I spoke to you, you were in Madison, and you were trying to find a new way to domestically sell soybeans, which includes fire retardants for, let's say that there's a plane crash, and to use that soybeans as one of the ingredients in that, of creating a fire retardant. Has that moved forward?
That bill has passed the Senate, and there is a hearing coming up next month in January for it to get through the assembly. When I testified at the Senate hearing on it, it was very positive feedback from our legislators, and there was a number of firefighters at that hearing testifying, saying that, you know, this is a good thing. Because not only is it a renewable source of firefighting foam that all fire departments can use throughout the state, but it's a healthier one. And so the fire departments are all for being able to have the soy foam put on the list for grants through the DNR so the fire departments can buy it affordably.
Are you trying to find other venues, other ways where you don't have to rely on foreign countries like China? Or is there, are there other avenues like this that you're looking at too?
Yeah, we're always out there. That's why our soybean, Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and the U.S. Soybean Marketing Board puts a lot of money out there for grants to like the University of Wisconsin to try and find new uses for soybeans. It can be used for making roads, sneakers, tires. There are so many uses for soybeans that we just have to get it out there and get these companies willing to buy the soybean oil over the petroleum oil. If we can start convincing these companies to do that, that could go a long ways towards helping us here on the farm. It's a renewable source, and we're always here to produce more of it.
Big time. What is your hope if I talk to you this time next year?
We have found a couple new uses for soybeans, and we have opened up new markets throughout the world for soybeans, and we're getting them spread out, and so we're not so reliant on one country. That is my hope for 1 year from now.
Doug Rebout with Rebout Farms, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.